This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're damn right we start now. It is a Reaction Tuesday, special Reaction Tuesday, courtesy of a Monday Night Football victory by our Houston Texans over the Dallas Cowboys in Arlington, 34-10. And yes, he is right on many regards. Mm-hmm. Myself and John. Now, Figgy gets the day off. Apparently, he came up a little ill. We got Byron Matthews holding it down on the ones and twos back at our studio. But we are out in the Woodlands at the Texas Star Grill Shop, 25919. On I-45 in the Woodlands. Come out, say what's up, and give yourself an opportunity to get involved on the Texans Ticket Tuesday parade. As if you come out, you will sign up for the opportunity to win a pair of tickets in the bullpen for the Titans game on Sunday. Lopez, how you feeling, brother?
Well, I mentioned it to the boys coming out for this game. First of all, I'm happy to be here. This is like heaven on earth for someone like me, and you guys should come out and get the tickets, etc. But when it comes to the Texans game, it truly is like that old Facebook post. It's complicated.
Okay.
It's complicated. Because on the one hand, this Texans team is so much better than your average to below average team. So their floor is up there, and it's obvious. Their floor is up there. They get Nico back. They get Joe Mixon playing out of his skull yet again. We're going to get into both of those.
Three times into the end zone.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, sir.
They have a defense that is truly, you know, we can say it now. I mean, it's next level defense. And I don't care if it was, you know, how bad the Cowboys are. They make plays, and when they're completely healthy, as you heard the boys talk about, especially if Lasseter comes back and you get the full complement of the defensive front, you know, Will Anderson Jr. back, all that good stuff. I mean, this is a squad that can do a lot of things. The complicated part is they're still not doing a lot of things the way you want them to.
Yes, so let's jump into it. Let's see if we can kind of get our wrap our arms around this victory for the Texans, 34-10. And let us know on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. Again, shout out to 5-Hour Energy, mm-hmm. the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and super fans, football super fans. Did you get what you came for?
Yeah.
713-572-4610. Did you get what you came for? Because first and foremost, I think that we got in some ways, or at least I got what I came for in some ways in one regard, which is what was it? I had it just a second ago and I lost it. Oh, yeah. Rivalry. How about that?
Oh, right? Big time.
That one felt like that one showed up in a big way. I think there was probably like four instances plus another one during a play, like after a kickoff.
Fisticuffs.
Where they just, you just hear whistles. Trying to get these guys away from each other. Yeah. And then you had a play in which Shaq Mason is all up in people's faces showing his toughness.
Yeah.
You know, you had people wilding out in white, not necessarily as much in the blue, but Shaq Mason was not about to back down. It felt like the rivalry of this game, mm-hmm. in addition to the fact that not only did you have the rivalry, the Texans came out on top, both on the field and then also kind of in the stands. I know that there's a general apathy that is set in with the Cowboys, but you get to the end of that game and it's a lot of red shirts,
yep.
a lot of red in that lower bowl, and at points late in that game, it's loud. I know that Sean and Clint on the mm-hmm. postgame show mm-hmm. talked to Azeez Al-Shaair, linebacker for your Texans, and they asked him about kind of yeah. the noise, and he said that there's moments where you're on the field, and when you're on the road, you just imagine that the noise is for the other team, and he stops and thinks like, oh no, that one's for us, right? Like that one felt like it was initiated in a way that we got some real rivalry vibes in this one that I really appreciated in this game, because it can be easy to sometimes look at some of these instances and be like, oh well, this is talk, or it's
yeah.
It feel like not only is it the rivalry that, you know, is of the cities, but the players seem to embody it too.
The players, I'll tell you, you know, it's just so important for Dallas and Houston to have this type of atmosphere. There's rivalry and then there's family rivalry, and this is a family rivalry. We all have I would venture to say almost 100% of the people listening to us right now have diehard Cowboys fans in their family and diehard Texans fans in their family. That's what makes it special. So that you got what you came for when it came to that.
Bragging rights.
Thanksgiving, baby. Who's coming over? Come on, I dare you.
That's right. For the next 2 years until you get the Cowboys again, you got all the bragging rights. And if you don't, I mean, if on, seeing on the field, those dudes putting hands on face masks and such was not enough. Yeah. How about this after the game? A couple of pieces of audio. Titus Howard in the ganger in his at his locker was asked about the general vibes of this.
Yeah, we wanted this win, man. They was talking. A lot of some of the guys were talking crazy, saying we was their little bros. So, I mean, it felt good coming here and get a win, not just because it was, you know, Texas team, but just to get back on the win column and score some points, man. Put some points up.
I think it was Overshown, the linebacker, right?
Yeah.
He thinks that they still run Texas, according to him.
For sure.
Not really.
Yeah, coming into this, DeMarvion Overshown, linebacker for the Cowboys, said that no matter what, they still run Texas. I don't wonder how he feels on a Tuesday after a victory. And then how about this? Joe Mixon on Instagram after the game in the locker room. He ends up being like, you know, very stately and when he talks about things. But he got into his bag in a little bit when he was looking into that phone.
Hey, all I'm saying is, hat trick for them boys, man.
Hat trick
for them boys. They said we was the little brothers. Hey, it was dope to ask tonight. Walk me on track.
You got what you came for. When it came to rivalry, you got what you came for.
Ran in their trap, took over their trap, and he said belt to ass. Like these guys definitely feel they felt it.
Yeah,
they it meant something to them, and I appreciated that.
Yeah, no, it was awesome, and not just really the rivalry, like even the Cowboys. And I was telling you this before the show. A lot of people throw this term around just because of rivalry, because of trying to push buttons of someone who's a fan of the other team. But legitimately, the Cowboys suck. They're
objectively
bad.
Objectively.
They are really, really bad. But even they came, you know, for the first half. I mean, we were all sort of shifting in our seats a little bit there for those. So that says a lot about, you know, how badly they wanted it, how much they elevated their game, like you do in a rivalry game.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, well, I mean, that comes to another thing as we continue to ask, did you get what you came for in this game? And one of the things that at least I was talking about, I think that you joined along in with me, but I'll speak for myself, last week, was I was hoping for a Detroit lining of the Dallas Cowboys. And first of all, let me throw this up to you. Did you feel like that was a Detroit lining of the team in the 34-10 victory?
Defensively, without question.
Really? Without question you go?
Yeah, well, defensively, without question. They just took care of business. They didn't care what the scoreboard said. They took it upon themselves to win it, and guess what? They did. The most important touchdown of the game was by the defense, and we'll get into that. There are so many players that stepped up and played at a huge level, and despite maybe some struggles. Hey, at halftime, Cooper Rush had a higher quarterback rating than C.J. Stroud.
That is correct, and that's why I was a little surprised that you go, hey, man, the defense gave him a Detroit lining. They definitely had some opportunities to turn over the football, but there were some long drives in there for the Cowboys, and the Cowboys were able to get some technical explosives, right? Like,
but 0 points.
There was the real big Kevontae Turpin touchdown.
Yeah. I'm talking about the second half, yeah.
But there were some long drives in there, drive 8 plays, 12 plays, 13 plays, a couple of 9-play drives, right? And not all of them ended up being successful, but they were able to move the football in a way that felt like they shouldn't have necessarily with the talent that they had. So I did feel a little some type of way watching the defense in that, and I had to step back a little bit and think. For one, I think some of this is there was clearly a concerted effort to just be like, hey, do we trust Cooper Rush to consistently and constantly make the right decision? I mean, Cooper Rush threw the ball 40-some times in this game.
He sure did.
Which is not – 32 times in this game, which did not feel like a way that you would typically plan on going about a game with Cooper Rush, right? But even still, like, they were more effective than I wanted them to be, which is frustrating for me. But outside of that as well, right, on the other side of this – it did not feel like when it came down to what was the field? What was the Detroit lining up this? Mm-hmm. There was clearly a lot of issues getting the offense going all the way. I thought there were some nice things happening, and clearly Nico Collins returning made a lot of things easier. The screen game looked a lot better. There was some big explosive plays, including like a big slant that not only did he catch the ball, but he caught it on the move, which feels like something that doesn't happen enough with the wide receivers on this team. Like, you saw little glimpses of the opportunity to Detroit Lions to make this a verb, the Cowboys, but it didn't fully come together, which again still kind of feels like the issue that we've been talking about with this offense all year.
Yeah, let me clarify, because I was talking about the Detroit Lions in the second half. You're talking about the Detroit Lining in terms of like giving things up. And maybe not.
I'm just beating the brakes off of them, right? Use the words that actually matter as opposed to this weird construct that I've built.
I thought
you should have beat the brakes off of them even more so.
No, you did not. You did not do that. And what I'm saying is, in the second half, it's like, all right, boys, let's go ahead and flex a little bit and make this thing happen. That's what I'm talking about. But yes, you're right otherwise.
Yeah. Shout out to Ivan listening. He sent a text that said it was 60-40 Texans easily in the game. He said he was there. Yeah, the Texans fans showed up, which was really cool. One of the things that you came for also, second half touchdown or second half offensive performance.
Does it count?
I wanted to ask that question, right? Are we giving full credit? Byron, can you give me the audio here? This is Highlight 41. You giving full credit on the Joe Mixon touchdown late in the game to officially break the streak of no second half touchdowns that was developing for your Texans.
Baxton and I, Stover and Mixon, first and goal from the one. Handoff Joe, right side run. He's in! Touchdown! Hat trick! Joe Mixon scores! And the Texans celebrate the end zone. And the Battle Red faithful cheer them on here in Arlington.
Well, they have not left, my friend. They are here. The lower bowl, it is just filled with red.
Does a garbage time TD after the Cowboys went forward on fourth down from their own 35-yard line, I think it was a 35, and didn't get it?
Yeah, short field.
Does it count?
I mean, it always has to count, but at the same time,
I mean, it counts technically.
Does it assuage any of your concerns that was built up? Because I think that's the whole point. Like, the stat was not just for the sake of the stat. The stat pointed to the fact that, hey, man, you have not been efficient in the second half. You've not gotten things done, and it felt like you still kind of had that feel.
The stat
for a large part.
Yes, the stat to me was more of an indicator of how the offense has looked in the second half, not the fact that they haven't scored a touchdown. It was more of like, they haven't scored a touchdown. That shows you how bad the offense has been in the second half. So they scored a touchdown. Can we say, the offense was great in the second half? No.
You want me to give you the drives from the Texans in the second half?
Yes.
field goal, punt, touchdown.
There we go.
Right? Like, the touchdown late. If you subscribe to the notion that, hey, man, maybe sometimes you just got to see a bucket go through before things go, maybe that's what that was.
Sure.
Can we go half credit? Is that where we can go?
That's what we have to do, and that's why I said it's complicated, because I couldn't have been more impressed with the defense. Couldn't have been more impressed with the crowd, the energy, everything that's happened around this, around this game. But it complicates itself. It becomes complicated when you start looking at what we actually saw. Like, the stats say this was a show. They had nearly 400 yards of offense. I'm talking about offensively now. Joe Mixon rushed for more than 100 yards. CJ threw for 257. The Texans scored a second half touchdown. That's what the box score told us. That's a pretty good offensive night, right? I mean, maybe not great, but 400 yards of offense, a 100-yard rusher, to second half touchdown. But that's what the box score said. I mean, does it count otherwise?
That's the raw numbers of it. When you look at the process of it, coming back to that word.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I fully feel like you got what you came for in this. Some of the, I guess, more periphery, for lack of a better term, things, like obviously the energy and the excitement and the, like, those things that felt like the team had, right?
Yeah.
It felt like you could visibly still see that the team has that fight. They have that desire. Those things were good. But, like, when it comes to putting the kind of things that on paper on field, on tape, the things that we've been asking for all season long. They did some of it, but it didn't go full credit, right? Like, and I will go back and correct myself because people are doing helping us out on the text line. Cooper rushed through the ball 55 times, which is even worse than what you were doing. But yeah, no, it didn't. I don't feel like you fully got what you came for. You got in pieces, and you got a victory, which I think was necessary. You didn't. Obviously, you could not afford to lose that game against the Cowboys.
But I'm going to do what I think is the smart thing to do here, and you just referenced it. That could be sort of a launching point. You know, one of the things I said before this three-game stretch is if they look bad and they don't get it done and they just kind of muddle their way through and, heaven forbid, lose one of these three games this week against the Titans and then next week at Jacksonville, are we really going to prove anything? I'm going to subscribe to the thought of based really on the defense, you know, doing its load and helping the offense, et cetera. This might be the bucket going through the hoop. You know, okay, got it. Got my stroke back. Maybe. You know, maybe that's where they go from here.
Yeah, but the tough thing about it is, man, that's week 11.
Yeah. Right? Like, you're right.
I had bought in earlier in the season to the D'Amico Ryans kind of conceit of, hey, man, win games, get better.
Yeah.
And this, I guess, technically would kind of fit somewhat in there where you won the game.
Somewhat, though.
And there was a little bit of progress. But, again, how many times can you do that when you're deep in the season, you're going up against a bad team, and really your aspirations and eyes are set on trying to contend with the best?
And here you are, you know, that effort last night, does it win against the Chiefs? Does it win against the Ravens? That effort last night, all four quarters. That's what they have to be looking at in their meeting rooms. And my answer would be no. That effort last night, as good as it was in some aspects, doesn't beat the Chiefs and doesn't beat the Ravens.
Fair enough. But, hey, maybe we just then go back and circle back to this from the 713. I don't care how down the Cowboys are. Smoking their asses on national TV is fun. And, yeah, that was fun. It was enjoyable. Like, I did find myself on a high after the game just off of the pure vibes of it. And in some ways, that is also what you came for, and you did get that.
Yes,
all right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you guys and hanging out with us. We are live from the Texas Star Grill Shop in the Woodlands, 25919 I-45 up here. So come up, say what's up, sign up for an opportunity to win Texans tickets, as it's a Texans Ticket Tuesday. And hey, if you're interested in buying a grill, you'll get 10% off any grill purchase today during today's broadcast. In fact,
here now
yes, during
sir.
The broadcast till
yes,
2 p.m.
Sir.
And I mean, definitely come out. But also, I know last time we had people calling them in and getting that 10% discount and stuff. So, hey, man, hit us up. See what's happening. Coming up next, though, we do this every reaction day. I guess typically it's Reaction Monday. Today is Reaction Tuesday. Let's get into the OG's passing thoughts, see what he was thinking about during the game. We'll do that next.